This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Peaksy Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate that. Breeze?
Good morning, and happy second day of Lent.
That's right. This is the second day of Lent. Did you guys give anything up for Lent this year? If so, Breezy and I, we were just wondering if you would be so open to telling us what it is. 585-252-9800. Let's get it.
You missed Ash Wednesday, even though I told you it was happening.
I do feel guilty about that.
You're kicking yourself all the way down Woodbury Street. And honestly, I wanted to participate in Lent. I do fear, though, since we talked about it last week and every other week before that, I don't do well with restriction.
No,
I don't do well when someone tells me, you can't have that. You can't do that. All I want to do is do it more, even if Jesus is saying it. Well, I'm like, I don't know.
That's why you failed Dry January, and that's why you stumbled on Frugal February. Now, traditionally, there are 40 days in Lent, which consist of fasting both from food and festivities leading up to Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, you know, we give up something that we love. It could be good or bad, but regardless of what you choose to give up, it's meant to be a sacrifice. For example, my math teacher in high school was addicted to peanut butter, and she chose to give that up for Lent. She claimed it was absolutely terrible for your health, but she ended up passing away from lung cancer because she smoked a carton a day. Now, after doing some soul searching and finding out what I'm going to give up for Lent, thanks to Breezy, I have decided that I am going to give up going to Wegmans until Easter Sunday. Now, I may starve to death, but this is the sacrifice that some of us choose to make when participating in the fasting of Lent. No Wegmans.
I don't want to.
Oh, here we go. You're going to take a dump on me again?
I don't want to put you down or, you know, drive you away or say that I don't believe in you. But the long and short of it is I don't believe in you.
Why? There's other places.
You're like addicted to Wegmans, and you're like, Wegmans is king, Wegmans is Mecca. I'm like, you do know there's 100 other grocery stores that you can.
Where? Who? Where am I going to go?
Aldi, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Target. Like, there's so many places for you to get food. Like, honestly, you would save money going to Instacart, using Instacart.
Knowing me, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end up shopping at Whole Foods and double the amount of money I would usually spend on my grocery.
I never put Whole Foods on the list.
What about you guys? What are you giving up?
So I was looking into this and I was like, what if I don't give something up? What if I add something? That will be a sacrifice. It will be way harder, right, to add than give up.
No.
And I was like, what if I just run a mile a day?
What world are you in?
Not me turning this into a fitness challenge. Fit for Jesus. I want to give up gossip.
Oh, yeah, that's good luck.
It's one of my biggest vices. Okay, yeah, let's keep it realistic, shall we? I want to give up hitting the snooze.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Because you're always late. So
yeah.
if you just got up when the alarm went off, that in itself can teach you a lot about yourself in the next 38 days or whenever Easter is. You know what I'm saying? I think you should give it a go.
Staying up late and hitting the snooze.
Let's get to some phone calls real quick. Let's go over to Aaron on hold. Aaron, good morning. What are you giving up for Lent?
Good morning. I decided after finding some inappropriate texts on my husband's phone with, you know, a colleague that was supposedly no one to worry about.
Oh,
they always are. They always are.
I almost got fooled, but then I found the text. And I decided, after finding these questionable things, approaching him giving me the runaround, you have nothing to worry about. Right. I decided I'm not going to have sex with him for 40 days.
Jesus would want that, you know. Oh,
just like that.
Wait, so all kidding aside, you found messages on your husband's phone from a colleague, you said?
I did. They were
it's always
good.
The colleague, you know.
He's just a friend, babe.
Mm.
I'm sure it was a woman. I hope.
She's my work wife. Was it a woman?
Yeah. It's like.
Sometimes
yeah, no,
it's.
It was a woman.
Okay. Well, I'm just
woman.
Saying. I've seen this movie. Sometimes it's not.
Moose goes, he's just a friend. What? Not him. Not him changing his sexual orientation.
I mean, you know, listen, you'd be surprised. So now, because of that, you're punishing him by not having sex with him for 40 days.
100%. He sent her all these like emojis. It was a little too flirty for my taste. So
got it.
I'm
right.
just gonna hit him where it hurts, and that's, you know,
what is
in
he...
his pants. And
oh, sure.
Aaron does. Damn, Aaron's not messing around. What did he say when you told him this?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Oh,
he has no idea.
Hopefully, he finds out now.
Like as soon as he tries to go after me, I'm just gonna turn him down.
So you're gonna let him sweat for 40 days with no sexy time and then do the big reveal? Wow, that's diabolical.
Wow, that's awesome. Not for him. Just the call in general. Well, you got to do what you got to do because there are repercussions for somebody's actions.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, he needs to know this is not okay or acceptable. And this is it. Like, we're married for, you know, 15 years. Like, you know the drill. You've been married a long time. You know you shouldn't be so inappropriate with somebody. Like, I've never seen him like this. And we have sex on a consistent basis, 2-3 times a week. So
you're
that's
freaking
why
the sheets,
I'm
aren't
like,
you?
I am. I'm not going to lie. I get down. But I just, you know, he's really flirty with her. She, like, just broke up with her boyfriend. I think she needs to be validated.
Classic,
and he was definitely validating her. She sent him pictures of, like, the outfit she's wearing on, you know, she's going on a first date. It was a whole big thing. And I just feel totally uncomfortable and just not happy about it. And I just don't understand, like, why all men pigs? Like, why can't they just be happy with what they have? Why do they have to just go screw it up? Moose, why are all men pigs? Like, why?
I don't know.
No, yeah, that is a question for him. If we were to ask anybody.
I feel attacked. That's not a question for me. I don't think all men are pigs. My grandfather was a real gentleman, married to my grandmother over 55 years.
Very different time.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm so sorry, Aaron. I'm going to deflect from the question, but thanks for calling in. Good luck to your husband. No sex for 40 days. And that's honestly what you're giving up for Lent.
100%.
Wow.
That's it. I'm giving up not being a doormat.
Yes.
That's what I'm giving
Period.
Up.
Period. For Jesus.
I absolutely love you guys in the mornings. I mean, you totally make my morning so much better. You always make me laugh.
You just made our morning. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're going to make your...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to make your husband's morning when he finds out.
No, let's just say the internet usage is going to be heavy this month.
All right, Aaron, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's go over to Kelly. Kelly was texting in, I'm officially giving up eating out, and also Aaron is a queen. Don't let your husband walk all over you.
Pop all the way off. This person says, I'm giving up speeding for Lent. I should also give up speeding for Lent.
And then our boy, who's this, Dean? Our boy Dean says, I'm officially giving up my job. Yeah, well.
Not him laying himself off.
We don't want you hitting us up when you need gift cards to Giants.
Right. Oh, hey, guys, I haven't eaten in 3 days. We're like, Eric, that wasn't our problem. All right, brother. The Hulk's in Monroe County, brother. It was a big day on Tuesday for Monroe County, specifically Henrietta, because they were blessed by the presence of the man, the myth, the legend, the Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I love it.
Brother. Hell yeah, brother.
That's your boy. I hear he's got a new drink coming out.
He does, and that's why he was here. Wrestle legend Hulk Hogan made an appearance at Beers of the World in Henrietta to launch a brand new brew, Real American Bear.
Oh, yeah.
He co-founded the product, and now he's on a press tour just promoting it across New York State in true Hulk Hogan fashion. Hey, Maniacs, Hulk Hogan here.
Rip your shirt open.
Rah!
Oh, God, I was just kidding. Breeze.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
So he was there. He's going to be in New York City, upstate New York. We're going to be everywhere.
He's making
so what are you going to do when Hulk Hogan and the Real American Beer and my Maniacs run wild all over New York?
That's got to be tough to have the same look your whole life.
Yeah.
You can't switch it up.
I know.
I mean, it's what you're known for, the stash and then the spaghetti hair.
Yeah, the spaghetti hair is crazy. He was there crushing it. The beer will be sold in 23 states, New York being one of them. And yeah, I saw a lot of people... have him on their Instagram stories and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just absolutely getting after it, brother.
It's cool to see him here.
I used to love Hogan Knows Best.
It was a good show. It was a good show. I'm not a fan of his ex-wife. Not that anybody gives a crap, but I'm just saying.
I love his daughter. And then, like, after that show went off the air, the closest thing that I liked next to that was Chrisley Knows Best. Wow. And then they all went to jail. So.
Yeah. I was a big Honey Boo Boo fan. Huge.
I also loved Run's house. Him in the bathtub with his BlackBerry.
Yeah, that was
iconic.
A good show. Do you guys remember Honey Boo Boo when the mom, who should be in prison right now, was just...
She did go to prison.
She must have. Here's some go-go juice. I'm mixing a Red Bull and Mountain Dew for breakfast. Off you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a psychopath.
Her sister died.
Bad parenting. Speaking of parenting... How old? We got Parental Confidential coming up. How old is too old for kids to share a bedroom? Erica from Brighton is writing in this morning, and she says she's got a 9-year-old son, 7-year-old daughter, who are getting to an age where sharing a bedroom is becoming a lot more difficult. So if moving is not an option, what are some other suggestions, she asks. We'll get to her message, hear from you guys, coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Happy Friday. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. What's up, Breeze?
Good morning.
How old is too old for kids to share a bedroom? That is the question. The hard-hitting questions being asked by our listener, Erica, this morning from Brighton. Let's get right into her message for Parental Confidential. This is so relatable because so many of us, including myself, had to share a room at some point with a sibling when you were growing up, and it sucks. Erica writes in, hi guys, I thought I would write you for Parental. My son is 9, my daughter is 7. They have been sharing a room their whole lives. We rent a small 2-bedroom house, and we know we need more space. We simply can't afford it for the time being. The kids have started arguing a lot lately. Their room has turned into a huge mess with all their toys, all their books. I really want to move so that we can afford a bigger place, but my husband is against the idea because... he doesn't want to uproot the kids from their neighborhood and school. Unfortunately, we live in a place where renting a larger place would be way out of our price range. With our son and daughter getting older, we're kind of torn on what to do in this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
At their age, are they way too old to be sharing a room? Thanks for any help. You got a 9-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter.
I know, and the fact that they're not the same gender is kind of crazy
makes it harder.
Too.
Yeah, it makes it even harder.
Like, it's easier to share a room with your sister or your brother, right? If you are a girl and you have a sister and you're a boy and you have a brother. Because you're into the same things, kind of, but like at that age, everything is so polar opposite that it's like,
I had
especially
to,
different ages.
Yeah, I had to share a room with my brother up until the age of 8 or 9. And then we moved 4 houses down. That's what I got. We all got our own room. It was wonderful. 585-252-9800. If you've ever been in this situation, like, what did you guys do? We could really use some suggestions here. Sue Ann is weighing in. She goes, good morning, guys. I'd go straight to Pinterest. Type in ideas for siblings sharing a room. There are some really great ideas online for how to split up a room when kids are sharing. And you may be able to give them their own space if you can divide up the room in a clever way.
Mm. Yeah, that is true. I always see these things on TikTok and it's like, redesign this entire room with me. And it's like all AI. But it actually is really cool. Because you could build like a loft situation, you could get a loft bed and make it that type of thing. But I've always been curious if there is like fake walls that you can buy to divide up a room like that. It also, we don't know how big the room, said room is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My question is this. Would you be open to, and I know this is crazy and super mean girls like coded, but would you be open to like switching rooms with them if your room is bigger and easier to divide and you and your husband get the smaller space? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have the bigger bedroom?
Because
Erica,
sweetie.
Good morning, guys. I share a room with my brother until I was 8. And due to circumstances, we had to share a room again in our teens. We put up bookcases to make a sort of half wall for a bit of privacy. Mm-hmm. It worked well. You know, so when I moved to LA, I got my studio apartment and it wasn't very big.
Right.
But I wanted to make it look bigger. So I started trying to divide up the room and I got one of those dividing walls,
mm-hmm.
you know, that people change behind.
Yeah. They're like accordions type.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that at the edge of my bed. It made
was your
the entire
bed, like, in a corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The good news about this studio is the kitchen's divided. So the apartment in itself, and then it's got a bathroom in the corner.
Right.
It was a spacious studio. But putting that dividing wall up made the studio apartment look smaller.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you went to my old studio. I always wanted to put, like, a curtain in between my room and the, like, gullway kitchen right there.
Yeah.
Or gullyway or gullway. I don't know what it's called. But I was like, you know what?
It's all about open space.
Yeah.
It's the open space concept that makes any room look bigger.
It really is.
Erica, do you guys have a basement that you could potentially turn into a small room? Like, just throw a mattress on the ground near the water heater. Call it a day.
I was wondering that, too. Like, is there other spaces that you can utilize? They say they rent a house, whether it be basement or attic. And I know you don't want to put a ton of money in renovating a rental because
no,
that obviously
don't.
Isn't
no,
great.
You
but
don't want to do that.
It also comes down to the sacrifice on your children's part as well. Like, if your child really wants to have their own room and their own space, are they willing to go down to the mildew-filled basement?
Who's going to the basement? That's the question.
It's like musty.
Jamie's here. I'm a twin who grew up pretty poor. Shared a room until I was 23. I guess you didn't go to college. We had to get creative when it came to privacy. We used sheets to hang from the ceiling and divide the room in half.
And then it's like, when does it become trashy? You know what I
mean? I don't want to say it, but yeah, you took the words out of my mouth.
I mean, like, I always get really cringed out when I go into my apartment complex and I see like a Sixers blanket like hanging in the window. I'm like, that's what you're using as a curtain?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
And I know people would hate me if I was a landlord, but if I owned a property and people were not using all the same blinds in their windows, and they had plants and crap coming off their balcony. No, 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 no. Not in my building.
Thank God that you weren't a landlord in the same state in which you were renting, because you would have been over at that apartment every other day. How's everything going over here? Just checking in. Is everything up to code? They'd be like, I'm moving out so quickly.
Adriana says, at some point, you may not have a choice and will have to look for a bigger place. It gets hard considering you have a daughter who will eventually need her privacy from her brother.
That is true.
Will says, I would not move out of a home with good schools in a good neighborhood so they can have more space to themselves, especially if it makes money more tight for you guys. They'll work it out, and you're still giving them wonderful things and a great childhood. If you have to share a room, is the worst they have going for them, they're pretty lucky. That's came in from Will. And he's got a point, too. I mean, you know, I mean, but man, it's so nice when you have your own space.
The only thing that I would really worry about is as they get older, one of your children, like, never being home. Like, I'm just going to sleep at Julia's because, like, I don't want to share a room with him.
Anybody listening have a dad like mine where if you pissed your parents off, your dad would just come upstairs, take the door off the hinges?
That's diabolical. Diabolical. I would literally never.
No privacy in this bedroom.
Oh, I took the door off the hinges.
One time.
What is this, a scene from Freaky Friday? What are we doing here?
I was like, she goes
to slam the door. She's like, where's my door? Which, by the way, Freaky Friday 2 is coming out.
My house, my rules.
And then what did you do? You somersaulted and put a hole in the wall with your knee.
Oh, one time I got so pissed, I kicked a hole lower to the floor in the wall. My foot went right through the drywall. My stomach sank. I'm like, that's it. It's over with. I'm dead. So I went into a Sports Illustrated magazine I used to get as a kid. They used to come with posters. I took the poster and I hung the poster up over this hole in the drywall, right? Mm-hmm. It was so low to the floor.
He's like, why are we doing this?
I was like, why? One time he questioned it.
Is this for Stuart Little's enjoyment? What are we doing here?
Why is that poster all the way in the ground? I was like, no reason.
I don't know.
My foot went right through the drywall.
He just found out the year you moved out. This person says, I have a great idea. Pull out couch for the parents. That way the daughter can take your room, the son can stay in his room, and you guys can live in the living room.
Yeah, Erica, I'll make one suggestion. I would suggest trying to build a Murphy bed for both of your kids. They'll have a lot more space, and then they can fold the bed down, or you get them futons. My first apartment, I had a futon for 4 years. It was horrendous.
This is insane. So many people had their doors taken off. Moose and Breezy, I had my door taken off for 3 months because I slammed it in my mom's face.
Yeah.
So she said, you will never slam that door in my face again, and took it. That's from Kels. Natalie texting in and said, taking the door off of the hinges was definitely a thing. My dad did it once or twice.
Yes, it was not fun, I'm telling you.
I'm so thankful my dad never did it, but I know why he did it. He wanted to slam the doors too. So he's like, without the doors, what can I slam? You know what I mean? So the dramatic flair.
I slammed the door one time, never again. Not in his house. Oh, no, sorry. Tina says, wow, this sounds awful. Not everyone is lucky to have their own space growing up. I'm happy to say I was the only child. Good for you, Tina. Erica, great suggestions here. I'm going to go with the Murphy bed idea or the futon. And then Pinterest has a lot of great ideas. Thanks to Sue Ann texting in. All right, guys, we'll take a quick break. PXY Mornings, we'll be right back.
98. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.